الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. رواه البخاري. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm seeing Mawlana Asmali in the back. Sheikh, you should come in the front and I should be sitting and listening to you, Hazrat. Allah give you barakah and khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us much life. Each of us have lived a certain amount of life. And through this, we've got experience. Leave alone maybe some ulamas, whether you went to varsity or you've learnt. But just through normal life, everyone has come to certain realizations. He's come to know that at home, that the boss is the wife. But that he comes to know about later. But the biggest realization that anybody has got in this world, that one genuine firm thing that we know and we believe, is that you're going to die. Through life, you don't. Nobody needs to tell a person, hey, you know what, you're going to die. You know it for a fact. You know for a fact that my grandfather was there, he's not there no more. He didn't wake up from his grave and he started waking up and walking. It's going to re-happen. We know that once death comes, it's final. It's through experience. So you can't teach a person more than experience. Life has taught him that. Allah Ta'ala save us, whether the person is young that passed away, whether the person is old that passed away. And through life, if you've got grey hair, you've seen people in your life that were poor last week and this week they're rich. You've seen they were rich and today the poor, opposites. Subhanallah, in the day and age we live in, a person goes to hospital looking different and it comes out looking different. Technology is amazing today. But nothing is there forever and certain except the one thing, which is death. So now with Corona, so many people profited from Corona, so many people lost from Corona. Last week they were millionaires, today they got no money. We see this all around us. A man could have had and it changes, ahwal changes. But one thing for certain that we all know is death. Yet it is the one thing that we're preparing ourselves least for. Whenever it comes to this, the very, very famous example is of Harun Rashid and the very, very famous saint, who one day Harun Rashid gives him a stick and tells Harun Rashid, "Why are you giving me this?" He says, "Because you know what? I want you to give it on to somebody else." He said, "Who must I give it to?" He said, "You find someone more bewakuf than you." He said, "Okay, no problem." Took it. Years later, he came to know that Harun Rashid was sick. He comes to Harun Rashid. And they allow him to come inside. And Harun Rashid is sick. And he says, "Hey, Jizai, you came to visit me." And he was a saint, a pious man. He says, he's talking to him. He says, "You're looking like you're in stress. Are you the king? Why are you in stress?" He says, "I'm very stressed." He says, "But why are you in stress?" He says, "Because I got a journey to go to." He said, "Okay, you got a journey, so I know that you are king, when you got to go for a journey that's 10 kilometers away, you first send your entourage. They must go and see everything is fine, and everything must be laid out right, and the food must be right, and everything must be ready, and then you're going to go. So it's all planned and sorted out. He said, no. What do you mean, no? You didn't prepare for this journey. He said, no, I didn't prepare. How far is the journey? He said, very far. You knew about this journey, or you sudden? He said, no, I knew about this journey. So you knew about this journey, it is very far, and you didn't prepare. He said, wait, I'm coming back now. He goes and brings the stick, and he gives it to Harun al-Rashid. Came back to him. Every one of us know about this journey. And the hadith and the kalam al-Rasul alayhi salam is so clear that this dunya is mazra. You know mazra? It's a farm. It's time for us to plant. It's not time for us to do anything else. We have not been created in this dunya to live a lavish life. You can enjoy the lavish life. But this is a maqsad. Is that the maqsad? You know, you're eating food, you got to, if a person is diabetic, you know, you got to eat food because you got to take your pills. A person who's sick, is you're going to enjoy the food. A person who sugar drops and you got to bring the coke, he's going to enjoy it. But the maqsad is to put the sugar up. The maqsad of you in this dunya, maqsad of me in this dunya is not the dunya. Whatever comes in the frills, we'll enjoy. But the maqsad is that we know for a fact that we are leaving this dunya. Subhanallah. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ayah which I recited to you now, says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. What happened actually? Mufti Shafi, Mufti Taqi, we all know. His father was the Faqih Azam of Pakistan. Can you imagine if Mufti Taqi Uthmani is such a great scholar today, his father was not double him, but not even quadruple him, was by far over him, without a shadow of doubt. Walking library, walking everything. So in one of his discourses, Mufti Taqi Uthmani, rahimahullah, sorry, not rahimahullah, hafidhahullah, even rahimahullah also, all of us rahimahullah, Allah give us all mercy. He's talking about his father. He's saying that my father says that once somebody had a dream, and this is basically as a means of example, and he had a dialogue with Malakul Maut. A dialogue. Now he woke up in the morning and he came to Mufti Sahib and he said, Mufti Sahib, look, I had this conversation last night with Malakul Maut. So he said, what did you speak to him? He said, I told Malakul Maut, you know, Ajib, you are working for Allah. Angels work for Allah. Prophets work for Allah. And we can also work for Allah if we choose. What a beautiful choice. So here in court in South Africa, in our court in India, in our courts that we have, if I am summoned to the court, then I must first get one letter, the court will call me, then I'll get subpoena, I'll get a lot of warnings, and then I gotta be in court on the due date. See, you don't give no warning, suddenly achanak you're there. Malakul Maut said, no, you're wrong. We give more morning warnings than the world. We are the creator of warnings. We know about warnings. They learn from us warnings. What do you mean? I never got no warning. People don't get warnings. They die suddenly. He said, no. When you start having fever in your life, it's a warning. You got sick. You got no control. When you get sick in your life, it was a means that for you to understand that you got no control of your body, what control you have. Then you suddenly your hair started changing color, it went into grey. It's telling you that look, your candle is burning. And your lifespan is gonna come to an end. You've seen people around you meeting accidents. Suddenly, young people dying. It's all for your mind. These are all warnings for each one of us. And he says, finally, when you get grandchildren, that's a big warning. To say, look, another generation is coming. Yes, you do get people. Mawla Sayyid Rahimullah lived to be 87, 90 years old. But this is not a normal thing. Normally it's 60, 70 years old. And that's young, we say. But that's haqiqa jigal. It's not an issue. So these are all warnings. Malakul Maut is telling us that these are the warnings. And we are physically seeing the warnings. So we can't say we never got warnings. But what are we doing about the warnings? What did our akabirin do about the warnings? They started doing amal. And they never wasted time. And this is the reason that I spoke about this topic about time, is because we've got some satanic jihad instruments device in our pockets and our hands. And this is the cell phone. Wallahi, a man answers the cell phone and it becomes his business tool. It's not an issue. But the amount of time that people spend on the cell phone doing nothing, it's a game. Internet is the haram part, is one thing. Maybe he's doing some halal part or haram part, Allah knows. But just merely playing games, you know, doing things which are frivolous. Mufti Shafi, rahimahullah, went on further and he said in one of his discourses, and he says, a man, he either must do deen or must do dunya. Even if he's doing dunya, but he can't do nothing. There's doing nothing and nothing valuable that came out of your time is really not acceptable. A businessman, and he gives the example, he says, one day, one businessman came to me. He says, Mufti Sahab, hey, I'm in a big parishan. He says, Hazrat, what happened? He said, I lost too much money. He said, okay, so make dua for me. So Hazrat making dua for him, 3-4 days pass. Then Hazrat says, I'm thinking about him, what parishan is going through, he's a property baron, and he's got maldar man. Went to him to ask him, Bhaijan, your parishan is sorted out. Like, you know, I'm thinking about you, making dua for you. Like, how much you lost? He said, no, I didn't lose. Hey, you made me lose sleep over you and you didn't lose. What you mean? He said, let me explain to you. You see, I'm a businessman. I was doing a deal. I was investing, I'm giving an example, 100,000 rand or 1 million rand. I'm doing a deal. And then at the end, the deal didn't come through. But if this deal came through, I would have made 500,000 rand. So I am crying about the 500,000 that I didn't make. That's a businessman. Now me and you go to sleep every night. How much did we profit for Akhirah that very day? Today is a Jumu'ah. Did I come to the front saf today? I could have come wherever I was if I had it in my mind. Hey, I want the camel. Because your man came first to the masjid, Nabi Karim alayhi salam said, he's a camel. You're lucky here the masjid is small, so the people are outside the masjid. Otherwise, so many masjids you come to, they're sitting outside. With a good place on the inside. So it's the opportunity to take at every given time that I cannot lose. Because I don't know whether I'll have next week Jumu'ah. I mean, we living in a time, you know, the people of Thamud, the people of Aad, they're all supposed to have taken, they died. Because they didn't live to see it. They died. We seen that the world was perfect and Allah wanted to make it switch off and only Allah allowed it to switch off. Hakikatan, the world can plan how they want to plan. Wallahi al-azim. Only and only when Allah wants to allow something to happen. It happened in our face. You know, people, it won't happen again inshallah. We may pray to Allah. But it's like somebody that will come after, years later, you will be talking about it, that this happened. You can't believe it. Before March, could you have thought that? If you ask me, Molanaku, I'll say, bye. Go and stop drinking alcohol. It can't happen. But Allah showed us it can happen. That whatever Allah wants to happen, will happen. There is no way out. We only got to turn to Allah. Again, the maqsad of this bayan, and I've got a few minutes left, is to tell you, and to tell myself, that we've got to capitalize on the two things that we have. Nabi Karim alayhi salatu wasalam, Habibuna, Mustafana, the one that is telling us and reminding us things that's only going to benefit us. Ni'matani, two favors Allah gave. He's calling it a favor. Two bounties. That means these are two golden things, two magic things that Allah gave us. And we, most of mankind, are not aware of it. What are these two things? Free time. I'm sitting on phone and chatting. You know, if you're chatting to your mother, you're getting thawab. Wallahi, you're chatting to your wife, you're getting thawab. Wallahi. You're at work, you're chatting to your wife, sending her hearts, you're getting thawab. But who are you chatting with? Chat, I'm telling you, I'll use my name. Say, Monaco, I'm getting thawab. Mashallah. I'm answerable. But we're chatting to the wrong people. And not even chatting, we're playing games. On this, subhanAllah, I mean, you know what's in the phones, more than I will ever know. The wasting of time, the point of this reminder is the waste of time that goes with it. Nothing. A man's answering the phone because he's making a business. Imam Mawla Shafi said, even if a man's going and doing dunya, it's no problem. At least he came back with some profit. With that phone in your hand and in the youngster's hands, You went out in the morning, you came back in the evening, that phone is there, only thing happened, the battery went flat. Nothing else. But they're walking like walking zombies. Playing. Subhanallah. We are parents at home. Understand. These children are in our hands. We are ready to do everything. The phone is the first starting point. Number two, my brothers, the bottom line is time. We've got to evaluate our time. Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah. You know, in our asanid of all isnads of India, go via Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. He wrote the Sahih Bukhari Sharah. Ulama say that he himself, being such a great scholar, what he's doing? He's writing hadith and sharah of hadith. But when he got to sharpen his nub and get himself sorted out, in between that time too, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, no time is free. It's a dhikr of Quran. We jump in the car, you're going home. So many examples. Ulama say that even when they would go to the bathroom, say, I'm sitting down and I'm waiting. Wallahi, it's not a good example, but it's showing you of when a person is worried about time. That they will actually clean the jug so that the next person can't, will have a cleaner jug. The point again is not to waste, because you can't call that a waste of time, but to use every minute that you have. If you've got 10 minutes that I know I'm free, how am I going to use it? Am I going to read 2 pages of Quran? Can I come to the masjid 15 minutes early? Brothers, the most valuable 2 assets that we have is free time. We'll finish on this and a reminder. And as-siha, health. Because with the health, and you can use the free time correctly. This whole page is full of different examples. But we haven't got time, just that Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to understand it and to appreciate it. That we start using our time. One good way of using it, an easy way, because of the fact that we need thawab in our life, is to come early for every salah. If you can leave wherever you are, and try and come 5 minutes early. Maybe you'll read 1 page Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And you try and keep away from our cell phones, except for necessities. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.